And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. From 22nd Street Landing, we have Mike Morrison and Captain Aaron Graham from the Native Sun. We're going to have a great time here talking fishing. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the all-new 2024 Ford F-150 and a range of powertrain options. Whether it's a gas engine with the best-in-class towing, powering up with the F-150 hybrid and the available Pro Power on board, or the all-electric F-150 Lightning. What you choose to do with that much power is up to you. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life. To achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide. Rule the water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a great show this morning. Boys in town. Lots
yeah.
of fishing going on. They
Good
made it.
Morning, Mike.
Morning.
Yeah. Here. Yeah. Made it down from 22nd Street Landing, and you brought Captain Aaron Graham, and not a stranger to the San Diego sport fishing fleet.
That's true.
Good morning. Good morning. Boys? Right up tight to that. So, Mike, what's been going on up at 22nd Street?
You know, lots and lots of maintenance as usual. You know, everybody's no expense spared, safety, new egress drills. Everybody got signed off on that. A half day, three quarter day, full day fleets. About as nice it can be out of L.A. It's pretty gosh darn nice. Speaking on Aaron's boat, the Native Sun. If you haven't been out on a boat with a round stern, you're missing out on a... at life, so you don't have any corners, and the tangles are a little different. And
yeah, no corner spots.
No corner spots on the boat. But we went right back to doing the same thing again. The island showed a good sign first couple trips out. I don't know, they had maybe a handful of yellows. Locally, Aaron was doing that halibut derby and did really well with that. Had a huge following and
that's great.
A reason to exist in January, February, and March. And they were mowing them down. It was damn good fishing.
So you guys picked a hell of a year to do that. There was some really good halibut fishing. Biting.
Really good halibut fishing, Aaron.
We gambled on it. It was the first year that I've done it and actually put time into fishing the things. And
we're impressed by it. You know, the whole economy in that area between the bait barge and the tackle shops and everybody, it kind of sparked things. It got to the point where it was like summertime early.
Yeah.
It was pretty wild how many boats were out chasing us.
Chasing halibut.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it was good, huh?
Yeah, it was decent. I mean, I wouldn't call it like up north or, you know, even down here in San Diego Bay, those guys were doing it once a week and catching 20 legals or something. You know, our best day was 17, but we had like a four or five day stretch for like a dozen to 17 fish a day legal.
Any big ones?
That's crazy.
A lot of big. The fish this year, I don't know if it's how we were fishing them, where we were fishing them, or what it was, but we had, you know, for our derby, the top five fish were all over 30 pounds.
Holy mackerel.
I want to say we ended up with close to, I think it was 270 for the season locally.
Get
I mean, we were at the island. This was
a
fishery that, you know, guys say, oh, they're not around. I mean, we didn't have any info. Hey, there's fish there. We just gambled on it. We're like, hey, we're going to go do it. We did a little bit of it last year, spent like an hour a day at the end of the trip catching 4 to 7. And I was like, all right, maybe there's something to this. So we ran away with that and kind of got it dialed in. I mean, I think out of 53 trips, we missed one day. We didn't have a legal fish on the boat.
Wow.
So it was 1 to 17.
That's awesome. That's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
And you said for the season, is it over?
We ended the Derby April 28th.
Okay.
Yeah,
but there's still halibut fishing.
There's still halibut around. It's funny, now nobody's fishing them and we're not turning them in, but the stuff's still around. I mean, we've talked about poking around at it some more. We are going to put some days up on the website for halibut-only days during the week, probably till the end of the month.
But what a cool thing when rockfish isn't on the table to not only keep fishing, but, I mean, that's the prize of the coast. I mean, that's what a cool thing to do.
I mean, daily, I mean, there is a handful of days, but I would say daily we had a fish over 20 pounds, if not close to it, in the high teens.
Every 20s, day. Every that's day. Awesome.
That's good fishing.
Yeah. That's really cool.
That, and they were promoting good bass fishing. If you caught a contending bass, you took a picture of it and threw it over the side.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
We did a bass derby with it, too. So to qualify for that, it had to be a release. And we didn't put a lot of time into it and kind of did that in case the halibut fishing did suck. And we could do the wintertime bass.
Sure.
But once the halibut thing, if we put the anchor down, guys would get mad. So it was like, we're halibut fishing. We're going to let diehard guys.
Yeah, that's cool.
And so what's the rig? What did you find to have most success
with? Yeah, I was going to say, you guys had to see everything.
You have to sign up for his premium subscription.
No, there you go.
What's your deal called, Doug? Harris Concepts?
Yeah. those guys did a smart thing with that. But,
sure.
I mean, a lot of it was light line finesse fishing. I mean, our local scene, everything's finesse. You see guys fishing heavy string up where we're at. It's just 20-pound floor, even on the big fish. At the beginning, our bait was really small. It was like 4-inch sardine. So we just fished a single treble hook on the dropper loop or, you know, three-way swivel or slider, however the guys wanted to do it. We saw every way it worked.
Sure.
So,
yeah,
pretty wild, too. Most of the big fish that got caught were rental rods or first-time fishermen.
Of course.
Most of the guys that placed were, you know, just there just to go fishing, had a rent rod on the wrong side of the boat. They were rigged up right, and they caught
their kid.
So that was the cool thing. So
they were rigged up right because the deckhand did the job.
Exactly.
Right?
We were setting everybody up. We got pretty good at rigging up a trap rig.
Yeah. So what's that tell you? Use the deckhand's knowledge, right?
Yeah.
We've always said that.
It worked out pretty well. So.
And you run a 3/4 day trip.
Yeah, 7 o'clock, 3/4 day.
7 a.m.
Yeah.
All right. And you're usually back by?
By 5. So we're locally, you know, we were drifting for 8 hours. You know, we would leave the dock. We'd leave the dock at 7. The bait barge is really close to our landing for the whole fleet.
Yeah, right there on the way out.
I mean, we had fish on the boat some mornings by 7:30, 7:40 in the morning.
Whoa.
And we were fishing until 4:30 in the afternoon. So
sweet.
A lot of driving around, trying different stuff, trying to find a pattern. Every day was different, whether it be the breeze, the current,
or
the fish were caught. It wasn't just one little stretch. You know, there's a lot of guys on Facebook posting, oh, it's by the green buoy. We were all up and down the coast, you know, within 10 miles either direction.
Trying to get such a rad move. I think that's really cool.
Now you have a lot of roots down here, right?
Yeah, I worked on the Big Game 90, the Hot Dog, four seasons. So I know a lot of the guys down here, kind of grew up down here. I'm surprised they never moved down here after high school. But
yeah, but you grew up, you've been a San Pedro guy.
Yeah, Long Beach, San Pedro.
Yeah.
You know, started in Long Beach, came down here, went back to Pedro.
Yeah.
So
and then when did you acquire Native Son?
4 years ago, I bought another.
Okay.
Yeah, we bought a third of the boat. I did. So after I quit, turned 30, quit my job, and went to Alaska, came back, started the flying fish thing with G-Fly.
Oh, okay, yeah,
so,
yes.
So G-Fly's our other thing. So
that's right. You do the flying fish thing.
Yeah, so I'm juggling both things right now.
Wow.
It's
been a lot of time fishing. It's been a lot of time over at the island catching flying fish.
Yeah, burning the candle at both ends.
I guess. How's the G-fly business starting to heat up, I would guess, right?
Yeah, it sounds like some of that bigger fish started biting here the last couple of days. So
yeah.
There's some fish being caught on the kite, and that's been the big buzz. So the phone's been ringing.
I was going to say, it went from, at least for us, it went from, you know, relatively nothing. When there was some big fish, the month before, it kind of slowed down, maybe a hint or two, but as soon as social media pictures and Dwayne and hey, they're biting. I mean,
yeah.
The next minute, our phone was just did not stop.
Yeah.
Did not stop going looking for
that's
flyers.
Social media. Yeah. That's, you know, I understand everybody tries to keep it quiet as much as they can. Everybody talks, it gets out, and you know,
it doesn't happen anymore.
It's just like what we were doing up there at the Howl, but nothing's sacred anymore. Kind of like, hey, it's biting. It's a double edged sword.
Yeah.
You have to post, you know, to get the business out there, but. It's, like I said, double-edged sword. It sucks, you know.
Yeah.
It took everyone to find that fish, though. It was missing.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking to Mark, talking to Brian.
Yeah.
They had the Indy out on 4-day, 5-day trips, then just nothing around. It's good to have that network of humans out there. I mean, it does take the flying fish guy to get everybody back together. But it was got all these long-range guys fish their butts off to relocate. I mean, the spotter plane was having a hard time finding fish.
Yeah.
That picture you showed me of the spotter plane's track line or whatever, that was pretty wild.
Yeah, God.
No. So, Mike, a lot of action going on at 22nd Street. Of course, you have the Overnight Freedom, right?
Yeah, we have the Freedom, we have the Amigo, the Pride, the True Line, and Sean's been fishing his butt off since January, and he's had some pretty good...
On the True Line?
No, the Pride. Sean on the Pride.
On the Pride, okay.
And his specialty is sea bass. He's a sea bass machine. The guy's insane, and so are the people that go fishing with him.
Are they
don't get to sleep. He had a really good, April or... March into April. He had a couple good whacks, just like we were talking with his buddy Sean up north, Sean Stewart. There's fish. It's just not on the off. And I don't know if you guys pay attention, but we're a month late again, just like last year. So it's
going
to be another.
It's worth going fishing right now.
I would book a trip on a sea bass special trip, first day and a half for one of these go fasts. Now, because it's probably going to get going.
Yeah,
now we got a good weather pattern.
What a
too.
Cool little boat that Pride is too for sea bass. I mean, like
it gets bit.
It's
dude.
Perfect.
It's
and
insane.
You could be in skinny water or big water and stealthy and that's. I mean, what a perfect rig
so
for doing
quiet.
That.
Like,
yeah,
I know the Freedom's leaving when they back out, but I don't even know when the Pride's coming or going. It's just load the passengers and they're like, oh, he's gone already. We can go home sick.
And he has an overnight trip?
It's mainly day and a half, reverse day and a half, extended three-quarter day, whatever trip that he comes makes up, and people are into it. You don't get much sleep, but, you know, it's all rail time.
Yeah, he's staying busy.
And you're up making bait, and bait's not that easy to come by, squid. You know, if you that's one thing that we're not going to share. You know, if you find a little bait spot, you're fishing harder for squid than you are for sea bass.
Yeah.
You guys both spent so much time at the island and so much time around the bait. Is that better for the fishing, or is it, when bait's absolutely everywhere and it's easy to make, is there a correlation to how good the fishing is or isn't, or are they just kind of two separate things?
You got to find the nests, and you got to find it when it's kind of spotty. If you find those big jags, you know, it's already too late. When the squid find you in the masses, it's pretty much done because they're not going to eat your...
And there's not much squid hiding. There's guys out right now fishing hard.
Hard.
Like, that's another double-edged sword, you know. There's so much need for the squid commercially. These guys are fishing hard, you know. They're having a couple tough years. They're burning a lot of fuel, so whatever's there is going to get caught up. So if you do find something or get lucky enough to find a nest or something that's been, you know, not harassed, it's keep it quiet because word gets out fast. All it takes is one guy, hey, look at, we got some squid to float somewhere. It's not hard to figure out where you were.
Mm-mm.
Once the commercial guys get on it, sea bass fishing's over, huh?
Yes and no. It depends on how much is around. You know, a lot of the years with all that squid's here and everybody's spread out. You know, you get up in Santa Monica Bay where they can't, you know, go stay in it, and we're not scooping in the summertime and stuff. You know, the bay is protected from that. Catalina gets a lot of coverage. I mean, you know, Catalina's just got the most boat traffic out of anywhere around here. So that's another tough one. But yeah, if you can make some bait right now, you get a pretty good chance of going and catching something.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that fish is on that. especially it's early yellowtail.
I think that's kind of more what I meant. Like, is if there's not a ton around, you know, and you happen to have it, is it better off on the fishing side of things, or just if it's everywhere, you know?
I would say if you're
not always a correlation necessarily.
Yeah, if you're in an area, in my opinion, if you're in an area where there is a little bit around and you take squid there, you got a pretty good shot of catching something. If you're taking squid somewhere there's not any squid around, you will catch stuff. It will get stuff fired up, but I think a lot of it. Yeah. If you're in the area, there's a little bit around. That's the fish want. Then you're in.
It's on game time.
Yeah, we have the pleasure and the luxury of having Santa Barbara, San Nick, and Catalina, and Clemente. So you never know
all within
where
your reach.
We never know where we caught our bait or where we're catching our fish. You know, unless you buy a ticket on one of the boats. So, you know, we can fish multiple islands on an overnight trip, which we do, and on these longer day and a halves, which we put the Freedom up starting next month, full speed day and a halves. You'll see that. You'll wake up at Santa Barbara, wake up at San Nick, and finish your day at the backside of Catalina.
Wow.
You know, there's a lot of, right now, this is going back probably when I first started working here about 15 years ago, is that similar thing where you'll be fishing Clemente in the morning and then you're hauling ass to the V's somewhere to go catch that afternoon bite.
That's what's so unique about 22nd Street is you guys have so many options and so close. I mean, you can fish the islands on a three-quarter day. You can fish the beach, you know, like an overnight trip, like you said. I mean, the destinations are endless.
Yeah, I remember, like I was saying, you wake up at Clemente, Santa Barbara, and finish your day to catching something at another island. I mean, we're very lucky. And we also have a little cutout for the weather pattern. We have a better ride than most people getting going and coming.
That's a good point, too.
Yeah, we don't get our butts kicked. We roll around a little bit, but it's not a pounding that most people
get. You got some protection, like once you get in, especially once you get inside.
Yeah, most landings will cancel above us or below us, but we have that cutout, like half-day fishing. We can, 9 times out of 10 in crappy weather, we're still fishing because it's safe and, you know, doable and close.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Aaron, how long does it take you? How long does it take you when you leave 22nd Street Landing to get to the bait barge?
I think at times it's like 9 minutes.
9 minutes. And then from the bait barge to open ocean?
Another 7 minutes.
7 minutes. Yeah. It's
so
close.
That's
quick.
Great.
It's quick. It's very convenient for us. You know, some guys got to drive a little farther. And, you know, sometimes we get bait early. I know the Pursuit, he likes to get his bait early. So when he's out 6 o'clock, they're untying the boat and they're out of there, whether you're there or not.
Yeah.
And they get out and they're ahead of everybody. So that works out well for us at the landing. That's for sure.
Good stuff. So on a regular basis, since we're full blown into the season now, so you've got Aaron, of course, and on the Native Son, and then you've got the Freedom doing overnights, and then the Pride doing reverse day and a half, said?
The Pride and the Amigo are doing limited load stuff, 14 to 16 guys, fishing shallow water, fishing, you know, Sean's specialties, sea bass, Marky's specialties, yellowtail. So they were releasing like 8 to 10 pound bass the other day on one of Damien's trips on the Amigo.
Ooh.
So we got a little, you know, it's fun. We got too many options. Our half-day boat's dynamic, fishing everything under the sun. We can fish all the Pursuit's doing their thing, and you will never know what they're doing until like a week later. So you got to buy tickets and just go fishing. Don't wait for a fish count.
6 o'clock full day fishing Catalina every day.
Full day on the Pursuit.
Yep.
Yeah,
so he's
full day. Full day on a 6 to 5.
6 to 6.
75 passenger boat, only taking 35 people. Everybody gets a bunk. RSW.
Bunk for the day for
a long range day boat.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, they kick ass over there.
And then the half day twice a day.
On the weekends, right now we're still waiting on people to show up. Kids are fishing for free every day of the week with a paid adult.
So, whoa.
Yeah, it's pretty, I don't know why we haven't made the newspaper.
It's still Monte Carlo.
Mm-hmm.
Monte Carlo.
Big bad money.
Paul jump on there for old time's sake
once in
a while?
We try to get him to do like the Paul Strouser, you know, wine mixer, but, you know, he's waiting for it to bite again. I was like, we need you, you know.
I've offered to let him drive the boat a few times.
Yeah.
He tells me how good it used to be.
Imagine growing up a little Mark Paisano with Big Mark Paisano being your dad. You go try this spot. It worked in 80. It worked in 83. I swear to you. And he does it, and no shit. We're like, Mark's got the fishing almanac Bible thing. You know,
Mark.
Yeah,
he's working for you.
No, he owns the Amigo.
All right.
Okay.
That's his jam, dude. We're stoked for him.
Wow.
It's kicking ass.
How old is he?
24.
four.
Oh, my. Yeah. Already.
Oh, no. Yeah. He's got the one of the nicest little boat things going on for him.
So you gotta remember, Pete knows, you know, little Mark as, like, coming in with his dad doing the radio show.
Yeah,
literally 20 years ago,
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Mark's our
buddy. That's awesome. Yeah. Now, is he all charter or is he open party? The only reason I say is I know that Amigo charters a bunch, but are there open party trips also?
There are some, and there are a handful of holes in the charter books, but any of the holes that we have, we have them open party on there. I know he's up through June, I think, for some stuff. A lot of day-and-a-half stuff this month. We finally got good weather, so I can actually get on social media and start pumping these trips so we don't cancel on people, but that's what's going on.
That's just another really cool charter boat, and then it's really nice looking. It's a great looking boat, and when you're trying to put a charter together, it doesn't take, you don't got to get 40 guys together.
No.
Like, you can handle a small group, and the boat fishes real big, like, it's very comfortable.
He takes 18 people. He likes limiting it to 15.
Wow.
It's a great
it's
boat.
Very manageable group to find.
Oh, it's super easy. And it's cost effective.
Yeah.
If you pencil it out amongst the rest of the landings, you're like, oh, sick. We can charter this boat for this much. And it's the nice boat's
it's
badass.
Beautiful. Yeah,
so they went balls of the wall on it. Like, it's way too nice for a fishing boat.
Yeah, nice. Well, so as we all know, 22nd Street is the quality in L.A. for sure.
Yeah.
We're going to have a great show talking a lot about good fishing up in the zone there.
Yeah, so much to offer and so much that you guys do and so much to cover. It's just going to be a lot of fun, and we want to have you join us this morning. And if you got questions, talk about a great day to have both the boys in here. Going to be a lot of fun this morning. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or send us a text. The text, the show, so popular now here on Let's Talk Hookup. And the only way that you can send in your text message questions is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have it already, it's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. And the only way to send in your text questions, just fire off the app and you'll see one of the first options is text the show. And if you do send in a text this morning, make sure that you include your contact info, because one lucky texter is going to go fishing on a trip out of 22nd Street Landing. And basically at the end of the show today, we're going to have a prize for one of our callers and a prize for one of our texters, and we're going to flip a coin to decide what happens. Somebody's going to get to go fishing with Aaron, doing a trip on the Native Son. We're also going to do an overnight trip on the Freedom, and we're going to do a coin flip to decide whether the trip with Aaron goes to the caller or to the texter. Going to be a lot of fun. So much great info. We got great catch reports coming up. That bluefin biting nails again. Going to be a great morning. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor, call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norris Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norris Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norris Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norsklithium.com, that's N-O-R-S-K-lithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norris Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norris Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norris Lithium.
All right, hey, it's time to talk about great places that is biting full speed, and that is Point Loma Seafood. Right next to San Diego Landing in Point Loma. I was there the other day. Number one on my list for eating fish, white sea bass. You guys started talking about white sea bass, I just
start salivating.
Man. And we got a piece of fresh white sea bass there yesterday. Had it for dinner last night. Unbelievable.
Aaron and I were, like, during the break, we're BSing about the time when he was here. And, like, it's impossible to not walk up the dock, down the dock, over to Point Loma Seafoods and grab lunch when you, boat work time when you're in. It's like, it is, it's the spot. They call it the freshest thing in town. That's exactly what it is.
That is. And their array, because it's springtime and fish are biting, their array of fresh fish right now is unprecedented. They have an incredible case. So if you're looking for something for lunch or dinner, fresh sushi from taking something home or eating it right there, it's Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. All right, having a great time here this morning, talking fishing. So much great stuff going on. Phone lines getting packed up. Again, if you want to get your chance to get through, it's 213-432-1090. Already a lot of great texts coming through as well in that Let's Talk Hook Up app.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you have a great one, huh, Ricky?
I thought so. This is going to start us off with a text this morning. It was from John in Rancho San Diego. It says, great show today, boys. Always excited to hear from Mike. Hey, Mike, what's the parking situation at 22nd Street? Also, do you guys have any special discounts for veterans, kids, fish free? You mentioned on the half day, etc. Can't wait to come fishing with you guys.
Parking's the same for now. It's across the street. It's free.
Free.
And
when do you hear that anymore?
Policed and, you know, well protected, and just like any other LA County business, you know, hide stuff under your trunk. Don't put it in, you know.
Don't leave your wallet.
Leave your wallet on your dash. Yeah, those are the guys, you know, leaving your crap in your car.
Great, though. Free parking.
Oh, yeah, no. We have a ton of free parking, and we have the brewery across the street, the restaurant upstairs. We're happening.
That's awesome.
As for discounts, Aaron didn't change his price. He's still limited load. It's not a discount, but it's $100. It's to keep him competitive with the other boats in our area. Kids are fishing for free. There's a military, senior, junior price
kids
on the half day.
Kids are fishing for free during the week.
Every day.
On all the boats?
On just the half day boat.
The half day.
I wish it was all the boats, but that would change his limited load thing.
Yeah, that wouldn't work.
But the half day boat.
That's awesome.
It'll fish up to 80 people. It's not the most comfortable situation, but if you want to get your kid out on the water on the weekend, you know, pick an afternoon half day. It's a little lighter. During the week, it's wide open right now. I mean, we're barely making it out for some weird reason.
I'm surprised more people don't take advantage of that. The kids fish for free, especially during the week.
It's a $55 ticket.
And 12 people to go.
12 people to go.
Wow.
I don't know. It's for broken. The economy's broken, but we'll recover.
Yeah.
But there has been a lot of parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and stuff bringing their kids out when school's out and stuff like that. I'm noticing it. But that kids fish for free. But other than discounts, we're just trying to battle fuel prices, so you're paying what you're paying for the loads that are on the boats. So
nice.
Here again, going back to the half-day fishing and the kids whatnot, like, again, you guys are situated in such a good spot. There's so much good hard-bottom reef.
Oh, yeah.
Felt like there's so many good spots close to the beach, close to where you guys are to do all that bass fishing.
This stuff a quarter mile off the breakwall is biting.
Yeah,
full speed everywhere.
It's
great.
Good.
You just got to come out fishing, you know, don't expect to bring 40-pound. Bring out 15 or 20-pound test on a bait caster for your kid, or a nice lighter 4,000-size spinning reel, something lightweight. You can put 30-pound Spectra on half of it, and kid's going to have the time of his life catching everything, fishing little baby whitefish, then all of a sudden catch a 8 to 12 pound sheephead out of the blue, or a sand bass, or a big old fat sculpin.
What's the bait right now?
We were out the other night, Mark and Mark.
Yeah, because you guys own the bait company too.
He owns the bait company. I just work for him. it's a mix of sardines right now. There's, I haven't seen much sign of anchovy. Aaron swears up and down he saw anchovy the other day, but I think he was drinking. But we're scouring the whole L.A. basin, and we're blessed to have that big area where the bait likes to collect. The sardine's healthy. The bait barge is in the greatest shape of its life right now. But the Dean's anywhere from 4 to 6 inches right now, and maybe probably around the 5-inch mark.
Nice.
Healthy stuff. But we're hoping to pray to do some gray light sets and catch that anchovy that everything wants to eat right now.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a fan of the local zone there. Captain Benny Florentino is calling in. Good morning, Benny.
Hey, good morning, boys. Hey, I just wanted to just chime in real quick. And just say to your listeners that, you know, my son grew up on the Monte Carlo as a kid, you know, when Paul and Mark owned it when it first came up. And the landing has since grown up, and the guys, you know, they take a lot of pride in all their boats. I mean, look at all the money they spend every year and doing extra work like squid work and all that to make sure their boats are top-notch. They're kid-friendly, tackles, you know, rental tackles, great. The shop's great. Mike runs a really good operation in the shop. And Aaron and his boys do a great job, along with Johnny and Gus. And I can't say enough about the landing. You know, I just kind of stay out of their way when they're in a certain zone, plus I'm in my own. But just wanted to give props. And then a quick fish report. I was at Clemente the last few days. And, you know, I stay in my lane. I fish bass, and the bass fishing's been pretty darn good. Yesterday we had a shot of yellows up on the front side. That White Rock to Gold Bluff area has tons of yellows. I mean, we had 20-plus pounders chasing the surface iron, but they just wouldn't bite, you know. I mean, but, you know, you hook a 5-6-pound calico on a surface iron, doesn't suck either. So
that's high.
You know, we're like 70 bass on different stuff. I had some guys from a YouTuber from Japan yesterday, and he was crushing them on the glide beta, 9-inch glide baits, catching 5s and 6s all day. So anyways, I'll get off the line, and I just want to say great job, guys. Have a great season. Oh, and by the way, middle of the island to Newport, hour and 30 minutes on the Camus.
Oh, man. That sounds awesome. Yeah, the new Camus from West Coast Marine and Costa Mesa. You're loving that life, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were getting pounded pretty good yesterday. You know, it was blowing really, really good out of the west. But, you know, good rain gear, our good AFCO rain gear. But the boat is a tank. It's solid. That 400, I was doing, I don't know, 28 knots all the way home?
In the bass, though.
Hey, Benny, do they make one of those in a 65-footer?
No, but there's a killer cat, a 34 cat, that West Coast Marine just received, and I can't wait to go for a ride. But I wouldn't doubt if in the 40 range is coming soon or something like that. Wow. So I'll just stay with my little 26 and fish bass at the islands and local.
Hey, Benny, thanks for the report. Appreciate, always a pleasure to hear from you, and nice kudos for the guys at 22nd Street Landing.
Thanks, Benny.
Right on, Mike. Aaron, you guys take care.
Let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, bro.
You want to get through, have a chance to win a trip on the Native Sun and a trip on the Freedom? There you go, 213-432-1090.
All right, Chuck and Dana Point's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Chuck? Thanks for giving us a call.
Hey, you guys. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there, if you fish or not, or just for letting us go so damn much. You know, you got to have a soft spot there. But, you know, I hear nothing but good about you guys, the bass fishing and stuff like that. Now, is there one boat that caters to the jig throwing and casting and has a better platform than the other ones?
Well,
both the Monte and the Native, yeah, I would say the biggest bows on.
Yeah, exactly. And then the Freedom's not too shabby either.
As well.
Get an eye out of the water and get you a good kicking jig. It'll be pretty decent there. But The Monte Carlo, you know, let's talk about it. Bass and Barracuda and Bonita on the Horseshoe with Jigs. That's the boat to be on. You're ready to party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all of them are friendly, but that's,
very much so.
Yeah. Barracuda, you mentioned the B word.
It's happening.
Is it?
It's going to happen.
Is that right?
I was out.
Standing by.
I was out doing some maintenance a couple weeks back, and Aaron always, I'm optimistic. He's pessimistic. Which keeps me in check, but I'm sitting there and staring in the water, and I see just dark water around me, and I go, oh. No, that was a cantaloupe size jumping out of the water right there. I don't do length. I do the girth of barracuda. So the big cantaloupe
size. Cantaloupe size. That's a big.
I call Aaron and he's like, "You're an idiot." And I'm like, "They're on Dean, okay? I'm sorry. You know, you're out there in the sun baking. I'm
doing some anchovies.
I know. I get it, but I saw some sign up against the break wall, which is not normal, and it was a lot of fish, and then it wasn't there the next day. So It's gonna pop up on one of these islands, either above us or somewhere around first, and then it's gonna get on and crack. And we're a month late on everything like we were last year, so
we haven't seen that fish down here in a couple of years, but the last couple of years you guys had some pretty good shots of barracuda.
Had a season last year.
Legit.
That was, and people were all about it because, you know, a lot of people turn their nose up, but they now have all the right, I mean, we bought the right tackle in the last 10 years and everybody's with it, so they came out in the masses when they saw, as soon as they saw barracuda, it took a day or two like normal, bam, the boats were just getting them.
That's cool.
Sand bass were biting. It was a lot of fun.
And a lot of it, again, going back to the barracuda, it's got a bad rap, you know. If you think about growing up all the years on the sport boats and a fish that's in the
We took it for granted.
All day long, you know. Our fish handling
fish
on the boat.
Fish care is so different.
Much different now. Yeah. We have two giant totes on deck. We have ice every morning. We're buying ice, carting it down. I mean, we're tagging and stapling fish.
Wow.
That's going in. You know, we don't have a
long
fish hole.
Though.
Yeah, but like...
But they're going in ice.
But honestly,
they're
going
in ice. They're bleeding everything out. I mean, our quality of fish on the boats now, I could say this for most of the fleet, you know, it's light years ahead of what it used to be. And even Bonita fishing. Bonita's got a bad rap.
Totally.
Oh, you see it online all the time. Oh, that's catfish bait. That's lobster bait. A Bonita, personally, I'll eat that every y'all, so all day long.
You catch one at 7 o'clock in the morning and put it in a gunny sack and fillet it in
the
afternoon. Isn't any good, but you do exactly what you were talking about. You catch that thing and bleed it, and it's in a, it's under ice immediately. Like, that's... You cut that thing open, it's a completely different animal.
Oh, filleting it, our fillet table's not a mess anymore. You know, you can almost go back there in a white t-shirt and not be bloodied up.
Wow.
The way our fish
are really cool.
It comes out, it's just a better product all around. You're spending a lot of money to go fishing. At the end of the day, you want to have a decent product to take home.
I say an ice tote costs you a lot more money and makes for a lot more work.
Oh,
but in terms of the product that the passenger gets to bring home, it's night and day.
Exactly.
We're proud of the product from the half day up to the overnight boats. Everybody's got something going on to preserve the fish better.
That's awesome.
That's a good thing. Hey, a great text here from Troy in Fontana. He's a big fan, by the way. I'm so excited to have Michael Morrison from 22nd Street Landing on the show today. 22nd Street is my go-to landing. It's where my son and I love to fish. The Monte Carlo is the boat my 8-year-old has fallen in love with fishing. Brian and the deckhand coached him as well as reeled in the jackpot fish on his first fishing trip. I want to fish on the native sun. What is the native sun targeting right now, and what are 2-3 setups that I should bring?
We're local fishing for right now. As soon as something happens somewhere else, we'll be making the drive to wherever we got to go.
Okay.
It's just the transition time of the year where it's primarily bottom fishing right now, whether we're targeting halibut or
good
fishing bass.
Fishing.
Yeah, it's been easy. Not the red regulation for the vermilion rockfish. Put a damper on things, yes, but honestly, we're driving away from everywhere we go now, which is kind of a head-scratcher. Like, somebody sent the fish a notice that, hey, you know, you're protected a little more now. So
now they're biting.
At least for now, I can't wrap my head around that. But
how deep are you fishing?
200 feet. I mean, we're fishing shallow.
That's cool.
And they're biting.
They're biting. You know, last trip we ran, we had a rent rod charter, so our fish counts have been all over the map. Whether we're fishing halibut, you know, we're going to have less fish in the count. If we're fishing bottom fish, lately we've had a lot of novice groups come out. We've been chartered a couple times this month, and unfortunately those are the trips that we've ran so far. And it's been easy fishing. And we go out, and I'm like, I wish I could do this every day again.
That's,
you know,
so rad.
Just target fish, just fish that want to bite for groups that, hey, they don't have high expectations. It's good fishing.
That's
you
cool.
know? I'm all about game fishing. I'd like to go target bass more, that sort of thing, but. The worms on the hook, you know, that's a lot of it right now. Fishing big sardine, cold water, it's just not going to happen just yet, you know. So the anchovy thing, keep going back to that. That's what's going to pop something off. But we're primarily bottom fishing right now. We are going to do some halibut days. Rig-wise, 15 to 25-pound test. You know, medium action bass rods, nothing crazy.
You guys mentioned that multiple times, that that's like a big deal, is not don't come out too heavy right now.
Like the pre-made rigs you see guys bring out, you know, the 40, 50-pound test, that's a thing that I personally, you know, around locally, the shrimp fly thing died in the 80s to me. But
yeah.
I have rigs made from, PacificRigs.com. We have 20-pound fluoroleaders going to light wire hooks. You know, we hand them out
for
to people.
For bottom fishing?
Yeah, for bottom fishing.
Okay.
You know, it makes a difference. It makes a big difference when you have tied on the end of your line.
Sure.
So, yeah. And you fish lighter gear, you see the bigger fish locally.
Fishing conventional reels?
Conventional, yeah. Bass, you know, 300, 400 size bass reel, or, a 16 or 20 size reel, whether you're like a Fathom or a Trinidad or a Salty, you know, anything along that line. So
it's a lot more fun winding in a rockfish on a bass rod too. Like,
And fishing braid to a light fluorocarbon leader, you feel
everything.
It's a game changer.
That's cool.
For sure.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the catch report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice. They have become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen baby and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. You heard Aaron, that smaller size reel is great, and that Shimano Torium HG, what a reel at a budget price.
Yeah, how about a Torium 14 HG on a, the cool thing about a reel like that is you're well sub $300. You know, you got a couple $100 reel that will do anything from catching rockfish and bass locally, but still has enough guts to, you know, kelp patty yellowtail and school size tuna and fly line at a bait. I mean, an awesome reel. That Torium line. It's just right.
It's kind of a hidden secret in the Shimano lineup.
I wouldn't call it much of a secret, man.
No, we sell the bottom out there. Yeah,
it's affordable to everybody. It's really good free spool. They got good drags. It's very similar to fishing a Trinidad with a budget that everybody can afford.
Yeah, for sure. And you're gonna fish a 14 or 16. What pound test you're gonna put on that, Aaron?
50-pound braid is what I would do.
And then right to the 20- or 15-pound top shot.
Yeah, depending on what you're doing, short leader. If you're fishing the kelp or fish on the bottom, you don't need a whole lot of mono. But if you're fly lining, I don't know, 40, 50 feet of mono on top of that, that'll do the trick.
Plenty of line there.
That's the perfect 20-pound reel.
Yeah, it is. Torium HG from Shimano at your local Shimano dealer.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Really good fishing going on. And as promised, we're time to talk about it. Today, it's time for the Catch Report, which is sponsored by our buddies at Norisk Lithium Battery. They're designed specifically for marine use. Norisk Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norisk Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and charging status of your batteries by using an app on your phone. They also make a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries that weigh less than 3 pounds. Make an investment in the best for your boat with Norisk Lithium. Check Norisk.com or go to the Trolling Motor Doctor or Anglers Marine for your Norisk Lithium battery. Let's head on up to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening? Good morning. Great. I thought I heard Aaron in there this morning. What's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
Morning, good morning. Hey, cookie cutter week for us up here, pretty much kind of what we've been talking about the last couple weeks in our little stretch here. The half day scene has been pretty good for May. You know, it's still, the water's still kind of all over the place. 62 was pretty much standard water temp for us through our little zone this last week. So a little bit of surface action on that kelp bass. That fish reacting a little bit to the chum sardine in a couple spots along the kelp over some open hard bottom down there off of South San Clemente. Some fish caught in the light sliding egg sinker setups, like quarter ounce, 3/8 ounce sliding egg sinker. And then some guys throwing the artificial baits this week, like the flukes and the swimming lures. They caught some fish on that. A couple halibut for the guys on the dropper loops along the anchor too, which is a good sign that fish kind of pushing. And there's been a lot of bait on the beach everywhere, so some of that sardines kind of pushed in on some of that hard bottom and pulled some of that halibut in out of the deeper zones into the shallow reef that those guys have been fishing on the inside there. Three-quarter day has been on the rockfish program. Some decent days out deep on the 14th, still seeing some nice grouper chilies and floridas out there. 80 to 100-plus fathom has kind of been the zones that we've been fishing, so heavy sinkers have made it a bit of work, but some real nice quality on those fish. But that bank can be fickle. Some days it's really good and other days it's a total nightmare. So, you know, we're just trying to hold in which zone is going to be better for us. That stuff down there off Fox Canyon has been a little bit tight with the bait pushing in there. There's been some krill in our zones. It's brought some of the whale watching has been really good because of it, but it's made things a little tricky on that inside, that more shallow rockfish zone. And then over at Clemente, the Fury continues to see life improve over there. Same handful of schools of yellowtail over there. It's really been non-responsive. They've caught a couple fish off of it here and there, but no bite really yet. Just kind of typical of that yellowtail there in May as it roams around. Like I said, a few fish caught. There's been some bass and bonito and other stuff, and rockfish has been really good over there. Kind of fallback, some halibut as well. But that stuff's just still on the watch list, that yellowtail any day type of a deal. So, and then finally, if I can wrap it up here, Wednesday we've got our annual Don Hansen Day celebration down at the Landing. It's a cool deal, 50% off on our half-day and three-quarter-day trips that day. There'll be some fun raffles going on the boats. We also have 40% off trip gift certificates for our half- and three-quarter-day opportunities as well. So we'll be around in the afternoons on the boats from 5 to 7, kind of open house style. So if you guys are around, they want to cruise down, we'll be there. John's Fish Market's going to have, some fish tacos, 25% off there. One of the Frisbee Wine Cellar will have sale on wine, 25% off a glass of wine. There'll be a live band in that Don Hansen Plaza, which is that little plaza, Jason, where you guys have done your live broadcast, actually, before there, between our landing office and John's Fish Market. And then the Hansen clan will be around, all of them. Don.
All of them?
Donna, Michael.
Dave and Captain
and
Dave.
Dave's coming up.
Yeah.
So.
And that's going to be next Saturday, Don Hansen Day, right?
It's on Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
That's
okay,
Wednesday.
Wednesday,
this week.
Wednesday the
15th. 15th, correct.
Yeah, okay.
His birthday. So that's
the deal
here. Hey,
Willie, that's cool.
Yeah, that's so cool. That's this Wednesday, Don Hansen Day at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. And what a celebration, huh?
Yeah, it'll be cool. Come by, like I said, get a taco, get a glass of wine, walk around, come say hi, you know, buy a few gift certificates for future trips. Just come check it out. Come hang out for a little bit. Yeah cool, easy walk through the harbor.
Love
on a Wednesday.
And what's the time of the event?
So it's going to be all day, right? So that stuff will be going on as far as the band. It'll be in the afternoon there once the boats get in, kind of a deal. And then, you know, we got the boats leaving at 6. So just kind of throughout the day, little things going on throughout the day. So
super cool.
Pretty mellow. Yeah, it'll be cool. It'll be fun.
Happy birthday, Don.
That's awesome.
There you go. Exactly. So give us a call here if you guys want to come fish this week. Those half-day stuff, the half-tide stuff, you know, probably going to fill up. So number here, 949-496-5794. Hit us on the web, also at danaworth.com.
Awesome, Willie. A great report, as always. Glad to hear it's good fishing. I know we got another nice stretch of weather coming our way. It's going to keep rolling, and obviously a very fun event coming up next week, too. Appreciate everything keeping us in the loop, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Cool. Thanks for the time, guys. See
Thanks, Willie.
All right. Appreciate that. While we're waiting for Gun to Gunnison, let's jump into the phone.
You got it. How about we talk to Rich? Rich is calling us from Bradley this morning. Good morning, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Look at the way the weather's changing, and things are changing fast out on the ocean.
Yeah.
And with that in mind, and you guys were saying you got sometimes in the middle of the week, you got light loads. I was wondering how you feel about maybe on your way out to the Rockfish grounds about a customer deploying a heavy trolling rig with maybe a Mad Mac or a Cedar Plug or something like that.
I mean, you're more than welcome to. We're always fishing for swordfish and tuna, whether they're there or not.
Right? Yeah.
Hey, I mean,
you never know.
In the shallows there, you never know. Exactly. I won't say it won't work, but you can give it a shot. I'm good with that.
Yeah, that's our relationship. He always looks at me and goes, "That's stupid, Mike," until it works.
I've eaten my words a handful.
Yeah, and love getting to do it. I'm sure. Oh,
hey, that won't work.
Like, I tell somebody,
yeah. Hey, Captain, look at this. Look what I caught on it. I'm like, I don't tell people that something won't work. I'm giving
up on that. The guaranteed way to make sure you get a bite on it is to tell somebody like, "There's no way that's working."
100%.
Yeah, it's kind of like you know who catches the biggest fish? The rent rod guys, right?
You never know.
You just never know.
If you ain't trolling, you're not trying, right?
There you go.
All right. Bring it on.
Good call, Rich.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the call this morning. You have a great text, huh?
Definitely. That says, good morning, boys. My question is, the horseshoe kelp was the premier spot. Is the horseshoe kelp the premier spot in your area that you fish? What makes it so good, and does it hold up to the test of time? Is it hard bottom? Is it kelp? What about that area is so prolific? That was from Mike and Rosemead.
There's a lot of structure there. It used to be a horseshoe of kelp there. Now, whatever happened in the water, we were just having this conversation yesterday. I was talking to somebody. The guys tell me, I don't know, early as the 70s, earlier on, you know, these guys say the reason why it's called the horseshoe kelp is there was a horseshoe of a kelp bed that grew all around it.
I'll be darned.
Now, whether it be what everybody's putting down the drains now, the population explosion, there's just not a lot of kelp around. Now, there's some bull kelp, and so I guess some artificially transplanted stuff up along the coast here. But the last handful of years, there's not a lot of kelp up in our area.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is just the structure there. There's reefs, there's rocks, there's hard bottom, there's shale bottom, there's a lot of bait, a lot of life.
But you and I have fished together. You know, we've seen some of our better fishing trips together on that horseshoe. You stand out was that when the Aloha guys came down and were running the boat. That was like my arm hairs stood up. That was like Mark and Paul telling us. That was back in the day. Like, no, that happened. That, you know, is that
today? It was on a spot that gets hit all the time. We had one anchor job. I think this was 2015 or 16. We had all that horseshoe yellowtail on the 150 and all that stuff. And we had an anchor job there. Awesome downhill current, warm, clean water. We had big calico bass. It was a service iron fisherman's dream.
Wow.
Cool is that.
So it could happen.
A bass, a barracuda, a 30-pound yellow. Like, it was every cast.
You let me chum that day.
every cast.
So
everybody
cool.
Throwing a jig, and that was pretty awesome. I think Jesse from the Speed Twin was on the boat, and Sean Stewart from the Aloha Spirit.
Nice.
They came fishing that day, and it was that day stands out.
Yeah. So it's still a viable structure.
Very much so. Very conditional. I mean, I had a skiff. I fish it almost every day. Just depends on if it's a ripping current, a trickle current. You can fish that thing like a surgeon. But if you put time into it, you know, the moon phases and tides and stuff there, you can make a great
happen
out there and not burning any fuel on your skiff. That horseshoe, PV.
How far is it from 22nd Street?
It's right,
a half.
Mile and a
mile and a half.
Mile and a half.
Holy mackerel.
We have the hard bottoms right outside the lighthouse and to, you know, up to 3 miles out to the, like the 150 area or in between the 105. And then
you got the rock pile west of the light
there. There's 1,000 spots just right out the light.
Right there.
You can go try to put
that's
the time
part on. Of it. So you're not where to be when, and there's a big area there.
And
so
a lot of mystery fish that you'll never see that you hook there too. That's really? With big dinosaur of life of something.
Yeah. Giant black sea bass.
Black sea bass, white sea bass, halibut that you didn't see. I mean,
yeah. Wow.
It's highly traveled, but
yeah.
There's
fish there.
Yeah. You know, there's
a lot of structure, right? And there's food.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's always teeming with like right now, if you were out there in the morning, you'd be dodging pelicans, you know.
There's a lot of bait around, a lot of bird life.
Yeah.
It looks alive right now. We're just waiting patiently for something to pop on the surface.
What was the story? Yesterday we were talking about the starving pelicans. It's like, are you guys seeing that?
There's a lot of them.
Funny story. We had, you were with me, that lady wanted to go see pelicans.
Yeah.
And they were like, ma'am, this is not pelican time. And the ones we do see are going to be emaciated and starving.
Well, that was for, I think we were doing a Dawn commercial. Weren't they filming a Dawn commercial on Pacific Adventure? We took them out. And it was like, there's a time where soap on the birds that were.
It's every 3 or 4 years. Yeah. Wow. Every 3 or 4 years, it happens. They overpopulated, and you know the
nature just corrects itself.
Yeah, nature's correcting it. So.
This isn't something you haven't seen.
Yeah, whatever bird rescue right now up there is full. I mean, they're not the brightest animals.
No,
but there's plenty of food for them to eat. Food. It's just
okay. And the bird population, shall we go on record to say that the pelican is the dumbest bird in the population
ever made? Yeah, I mean, ever.
I have friends. They sit on the dock and they just sit there and wait for him. Like, fly away. You know?
Yeah. Hey, let's continue our catch report. Gundy Gunderson, the surf guru, is on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
I'm curious about that area up there off L.A. Harbor. You know, whatever happened to those yellowtail bites on the oil rigs? You guys got any insight on that?
The little bits and pieces I've heard, I don't know if this is rumor or if this is true. A lot of it was like the... some sort of like a seismic sound, some sort of sound waves to keep the mussels off the pilings. And that kind of threw things off. There was something that they did to keep the growth off the pilings. And when they did that, that whole ecosystem kind of fell apart.
Changed.
Like, everything changed.
What a trip.
I mean, they got during the El Nino years. We were catching them on that inside rig a little bit. And I know that some of the guys that work on the rigs will post videos from like the Huntington Beach rigs. There's big yellows still hanging around. I mean, there are still fish on it. But a lot of it now, we're not supposed to be within, 100 yards of the rig or a couple hundred yards. It doesn't, you know, it's just things have just changed. It's just different mentality, I guess. I'm sure there's still fish on them.
I remember as a grommet, we'd pull up on those things. They'd come charging out, you know, and it was just phenomenal. But, yeah, I've heard that, too, that they have some sort of fish deterrent devices or something to keep the sporties away. I'm not sure if there's any.
I think most of it to do with just the maintenance on the pilings.
That makes sense. It sucks. Sucks for us, but it does make sense if that's your. I mean, if you
keep the growth off.
Totally.
Something to have to do with keeping the growth off the pilings. Wow. But again, that I can't confirm or deny that.
Yeah, interesting.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Well, hey, we got we're kind of stuck in the mud here. We got a little wind here this week, and a lot of the water temperatures dipped there below 60 again, you know. But, you know, looking forward with the weather changing, this is all going to change. You know, all the players are there. We've had perch catches, croaker, corbina, white sea bass, bass, striped bass, halibut. They're all being caught in turn, but it's just with that water temperature chilly, it just really hasn't turned the corner. Still some good catches, though. Hook, line, sinker reported scratch fishing, you know, a few halibut this week, mostly small fish ranging from 20 to 26 inches. The finesse presentation is definitely working best. Zoom flukes, fish drop shot, or smaller swim baits are getting bites. The perch bite was probably the best bet if you wanted to catch numbers of fish. Gaviota, Goleta, Carpinteria, the guys still putting together catches. Interesting to note, two white sea bass were checked in this week, a 31 and a 29 and a half inch. So that's a good sign of, that was on that new moon, seeing a few biscuits swimming around. And then, Just Fishing reported scratch fishing there in the South Bay, small perch, mostly short halibut, but they did have, some decent striped bass fishing in and around that Dockweiler area, a couple 6-pounders and a 7-pound fish there. Taking on hard jerk baits and swim baits. Big Fish reported some croaker action in and around L.A. Harbor. Lugworms, mussels taking fish. to 4 pounds. Not real consistent, but you give it a shot and see what you get. And then the Pacific Coast, and this is probably the brightest spot here. They launched a croaker derby this week, and right off the bat, a 6 pound, 8 ounce spot fin is on the leaderboard. That's a quality fish. The bite, the guy said, a little uneven in the cooler water, but the fish are there. And this fish in particular was caught on a cluster of small mussels, you know, something scraped off the rocks. You smash it and put it on a little treble hook, and more guys are kind of fishing that presentation. And the Oceanside piers were near the Oceanside piers where that fish was caught. The other thing I've noticed is that the beach bite for halibut picked up a little bit. They had a 12 and an 8 pound fish taken off the beach this week on hard jerk baits. And then some of the guys working San Diego Harbor, Mission Bay, are finding some better quality fish in the bay near the harbor mouth. An 18-pounder and a 20-pound halibut were also posted this week. So maybe some of those better halibut down San Diego way is a sign that the spawn is finally getting underway here. And I think with some better weather this week, and I keep saying this, but with the better weather, we're finally going to turn the corner here.
I like it. Well, we're ready for that, Gundy. Like you said, we do have a nice stretch coming our way, and hopefully some nice warm water and some good Corvina fishing to go along with it. Well, appreciate a good report. Always take the time to put it together, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. You always do a good job of letting us know what's going on in the surf, and we sure appreciate it, Gundy.
All right, great show, guys. Really enjoying it.
All right,
have a good week.
We'll look forward to talking to you next week. That is going to wrap up our Catch Report today. Hey, the spring and summer, it's here, man. It's time to go. And if you want to get your gear ready for the summer, check out surffishtackle.com for all of the newest surf fishing gear. Check fishthesurf.com. And to make you a better angler for the beach, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming our way. We're going to check in with our buddy Scott Sherman, find out how the big Southwestern Yacht Club Bottom Fish Tournament went. We got a lot more of your phone calls and a lot more of texts with the boys from 22nd Street Landing. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haida-Gwaii Archipelago. I just could not get enough of these amazing islands, natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I had to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hilbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haida-Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge just steps from the Sand Strait Harbor, offering a truly unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world-class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Our fishing grounds are untouched, unspoiled, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We are dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will be a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or website qcsafaris.com.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We develop the tools for the EKDMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travel. travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWarmerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Warmer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.